You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Carolyn Maddox, the CEO and founder of the I Can Do Anything Organization, Inc., and author of the new book titled Entrepreneurial Leadership and Financial Stability in Nonprofit Organizations. Dr. Maddox, great to have you back with us here on the program.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Maddox, what caused you to write this particular book?
This book is based on my research dissertation entitled Entrepreneurial Leadership and Financial Stability in Nonprofit Organizations. And the purpose of the book is actually to expose new and seasoned entrepreneurs to the concept of broadening their thinking processes related to financial stability. Because of the climate of grant funding where the funds are becoming stringent and you have to seek more development of relationships, I thought it would be a good idea to focus on a book that would get them to think about alternative sources of funding. The National Council of Nonprofits has also identified issues related to leadership and financial stability. So a book that enables the new social entrepreneur as well as the seasoned entrepreneur the opportunity to think about alternative sources of funding as a strategy about grant funding. It gives them the opportunity to think more focused on how to sustain their mission as well as generate just the funding to help sustain that mission. So a book that enables them the opportunity to do that is the reason why I decided to take my research dissertation and turn it into a book. Because when you look at some of the books that are available pertaining to financial stability, you still see the traditional sources of funding, which has been primarily grant funding, strategy, fundraising. So this book gives an insight about the potentiality of using alternative sources of funding through the process of replication. And when I talk about replication, I use the example of the case study that I did in my research dissertation with Rising Tide Capital, who has been able to replicate their models currently through 17 states, which gives them the opportunity to expand their mission in other areas, but also continue to pursue financial stability. So I just thought it would be a good idea to use this book from that perspective.
And a great idea as well. Now, what is the actual goal of this book? Get into some of those details, if you would.
Well, the overall goal of the book is basically to continue to expose people to the concept of social entrepreneurship, social enterprises. And even though those are not new terms, getting them to think from the perspective of creativity about financial stability, which is going to be a continued buzzword for the nonprofit sector, getting them to learn more about social entrepreneurship using good business metrics, getting them to understand that the social enterprise is beginning to change, meaning that historically, social enterprises are thought of as entities that function as a hybrid structure meaning that you have your nonprofit organization, and then you have a separate entity where the nonprofit organization is able to generate additional income. However, using the case study of the Rising Tide Capital, the new social entrepreneur and the seasoned social entrepreneur gets the opportunity to see Rising Tide Capital as an example of a social enterprise that functions without having to create a hybrid structure. So it's the opportunity for them to see a new perspective of the social enterprise, meaning that they're not functioning as a hybrid structure. They can function as a single entity social enterprise. And that's what my case study was able to identify when I did the actual research.
As far as nonprofits are concerned, why is this book valuable to the nonprofit sector?
It's valuable to the nonprofit sector because of some of the things that have been identified by the National Council of Nonprofits. The National Council of Nonprofits identified in 2014 the need for improved leadership. They also identified that there was a need to develop more effective, high-producing nonprofit organizations. And when I assessed that information, I also was able to find out that millions of nonprofit organizations are becoming inactive because of lack of revenue, because of expenditure issues. All of these things link back to the need for the nonprofit organization to think about new leadership styles. Historically, nonprofit organizations have been dependent on using the servant leadership style, and they've also used the transformational leadership style, which are still two very good leadership styles, but the entrepreneur leadership style gives the nonprofit leader or nonprofit professional to think about creativity, to think outside the box, to use some of the similar characteristics of a traditional entrepreneur, meaning passion, tenacity, and determination to sustain the mission. And all of this is helpful when developing the strategic plan, because you can have a fantastic mission, a fantastic idea that can be emotionally good for your community, but you still have to figure out ways to maintain the mission. So when we think about things that Peter Brinkenhoff mentioned in his book titled Mission-Based Management, Leading Your Nonprofit Organization for the 21st Century, he identified mission, 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 meaning that the mission is very critical and important. But he also identified in his book 8 strategies for financial empowerment. So it's important now for the nonprofit organization to think about how to take their leadership styles and link it to financial stability. In my study, I decided to look at the entrepreneurial leadership style and think about the questions that could be centered around financial stability. So it's important overall to sustain your mission, but you also have to think about financial stability because of the changing climate of grant funding. A long time ago, a nonprofit professional could write a grant, submit the information, and they probably would get funded. But now the nonprofit professional has to develop relationships 6 months in advance is what the strategy is for developing relationships with grant funders in order to potentially get funded. It's not a guarantee in order to potentially get funded. So it's important for the nonprofit organization to really start thinking about alternative sources of funding through innovation about financial stability.
I would say this is certainly a valuable asset and a valuable resource for nonprofits. Out there today, we're joined by Dr. Carolyn Maddox, the CEO and founder of the I Can Do Anything Organization, Inc., and author of the new book titled Entrepreneurial Leadership and Financial Stability in Nonprofit Organizations here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Dr. Maddox, how can this book help an individual interested in social entrepreneurship?
The book can help an individual interested in social entrepreneurship. If you're a new social entrepreneur who does not have a track record or an individual who is just getting their organization started, and you're also have an informal idea that you want to turn into a nonprofit organization, this would be a good book to use, because you can use a wonderful example of the Rising Tide Capital organization, who has taken social entrepreneurship and combined it with the use of good business metrics to show how you can actually sustain your mission without the hybrid structure. But you can also find out how they actually got started, how they were able to attain success very quickly in less than 10 years, and now how they've been able to replicate their services by using replication, and how they've been able to actually expand across 17 states. But in conducting my research dissertation, Rising Tide Capital, using the social enterprise concept, you can get to see how they've been able to increase their assets and revenues, which was the primary central question of my study. So it's a good example of showing social entrepreneurship in action. And I highlight the word in action, not just the theory of social entrepreneurship, not just theory, but actual action. And that's why this book is relevant. The theories are important, but seeing something in action is important as well, because it serves as a form of motivation that you actually can do this. So that's why it would be valuable to a person interested in social entrepreneurship.
Now, as the CEO and founder of the I Can Do Anything Organization, Inc., how is your organization using this information?
Well, the I Can Do Anything organization is using this study to help strengthen information about social entrepreneurship. But it's also given me the opportunity to think about myself as a social entrepreneur when I decided to start this organization back in 2011. And I think about my writing of grants, and I think about out-of-the-pocket funding, but I've also thought about the social entrepreneurship, the social enterprise, and business metrics. And I've also been thinking about entrepreneurship using the mindset, using the creativity and the innovation. And as a result of this study, I've been able to understand a lot of the information that Rising Tide Capital has done. But I've also been thinking about the new social entrepreneur, the individual who has not developed a relationship with a grant funder or grant funders. I've been thinking about the climate of grant funding, the changing priorities, but I've also about how can entrepreneur develop some type of consistent cash flow until they develop those strategic partnerships and strategic relationships. So as a result of this, my organization has basically been using this study to come up with a new assessment focused on developing using replication, but using it from the perspective of trying to potentially create a way to generate consistent cash flow for the new social entrepreneur. But it was a wonderful study, a wonderful organization to conduct the study with in order to learn about how to develop your social enterprise and be able to create a social enterprise without being dependent on a particular structure. And even though there are nonprofit organizations that use the hybrid structure to generate additional income, it doesn't eliminate the nonprofit organization from doing that, but it just gives them a new assessment of being able to think about an alternative way to run their social enterprise.
Always good to have you with us, Dr. Maddox. Before you go, and in conclusion, what value can a seasoned nonprofit professional gain from this book, Entrepreneurial Leadership and Financial Stability in Nonprofit Organizations?
Well, the seasoned social entrepreneur can use the idea, the rising tide capital, use it as an example to understand more about social entrepreneurship and social enterprise using good business metrics. They can use it to understand about mission sustainability, which is critical for the nonprofit organization. A new social entrepreneur can use it to get a head start on learning about social entrepreneurship and the social enterprise, but it gives them the opportunity to think outside of the box of just being so heavily dependent on traditional sources of funding. It gets them to think creatively and innovatively about other types of cash flow. So that's the relevancy of the book.
Dr. Maddox, where can listeners get all the details on your book and also your organization, I Can Do Anything Organization, Inc., and be in contact as needed?
The book it will be available by the end of the year, and it'll be available through Abbott Press. Abbott Press is a subsidiary of Writer's Digest, and it'll also be available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and the Can Do Anything website.
Once again, Dr. Maddox, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Always great to have you each and every time. And by the way, we'll certainly attach a link to your organization within the show notes attached to this broadcast. And once again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Carolyn Maddox, the CEO and founder of the I Can Do Anything Organization, Inc., and the author of the new book titled Entrepreneurial Leadership and Financial Stability in Nonprofit Organizations. And for all the details, visit icandoanything.us. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming around the world 24/7 at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. In the meantime, you can access our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.